Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu, and welcome to the Muslim Matters podcast. This recording is an excerpt from the book Sex Matters, Love, Marriage, and the Sunnah, featuring work from Dr. Yasir Qadi, Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, Ustada Zainab bint Yunus, Imam Umar Suleiman, and other Muslim writers and subject matter experts. To learn more or purchase your own copy, visit muslimmatters.org/books. How physically intimate can a couple be post-nikah but pre-marriage / rukhsati? As answered by Sheikh Yasir Brijas. Question: I just had my nikah done with my husband, and we are having our rukhsati done soon in the next few months. The reason for the delay is just mainly to prepare for the wedding and to accommodate family members' schedules for the wedding. After the nikah, is it permissible to do all the acts that are permissible between husband and wife, even if the rukhsati hasn't been done? Sincerely, getting married in my 20s. Answer: from a technical fiqhi perspective, when a man and woman have their nikah, kitab, or marriage contract done, these are different names for the same thing, Islamically, they are considered a husband and wife. It is permissible to delay the consummation of marriage, rukhsati, or wedding for a later and more convenient date with no specific time limit, as long as they both mutually agree upon it and the circumstances are right for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 49, O you who have believed, when you marry believing women and then divorce them before you have touched them, then there is not for you any waiting period to count concerning them. So provide for them and give them a gracious release. In his tafsir, Imam At-Tabari, rahimahullah, said in regards to this ayah, quote, before you have touched them, unquote, means before having intercourse with them. He then added that it was the interpretation of the scholars of tafsir. During this period between the nikah and the rukhsati, it is permissible for the couple to interact with each other in a manner that is permissible for a husband and wife, including the actual consummation of marriage. However, if they do choose to be intimate with each other, then the full rights of the wife become due upon the husband, such as the full dowry and her right for housing and sustenance. What constitutes consummation of marriage is an issue of minor dispute among scholars. They all agree that having intercourse is a perfect definition, but then some scholars say a perfect privacy is enough, and others say being physically intimate in a manner less than actual intercourse is an acceptable minimum. Some of the fiqh rulings of non-devotional practices, such as marriage, are subject to cultural considerations. Hence, what is acceptable during that period between the nikah and the rukhsati is subject to the general culture, the culture of both families, and the actual agreement between the two contracting parties. Therefore, if the general culture entails the absolute abstinence during that period, then this should be maintained and respected. Uqba ibn Amr narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, quote, the conditions which you have the most duty to fulfill are those by which you have made marital relations lawful. In addition to that, the maxims of fiqh, qawaid fiqhiyah, proclaim, quote, what is determined by custom is tantamount to a contractual stipulation. As a result of this, the young couple should respect the unpronounced stipulations that are in accordance with the cultural norms, provided that these cultural norms don't violate any established principle of fiqh or Islamic law. Parents and the families of the two contracting parties expect the young couple to be at the level of maturity to adhere to these cultural norms. To bring the fitna in the streets as an excuse to break these rules is not really a legitimate excuse, and it could backfire. It's better to show a high standard of character even during those beautiful moments before officially moving in together. Nevertheless, if the husband and wife do get intimate in the relationship prior to the official consummation of marriage, they have not committed haram or sin, but it might cause some bitterness within the family because they might perceive it as disrespectful behavior. Unfortunately, the sense of chivalry among the youth today is not as great as it used to be. The sense of responsibility and commitment from them is not the level where it could be. Therefore, it is definitely preferable to wait until the actual wedding date before the young couple can fully consummate the marriage. May Allah give you all the happiness, love, and mercy in your marriage, and Allah knows best. Muslim Matters is a free online platform dedicated to the voices of Muslims in the media. To find this article and other works, please visit us at muslimmatters.org. To support us, please visit muslimmatters.org/donate. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.